Duran Show.
Star 94.1.
Hashtag, they ain't ready for me. Ooh, ooh.
Concept is simple. Putting positive energy in your head, it takes up some of the room that negative energy so easily occupies. And you do that positive. The easy way to do that positive energy is with gratitude, because there's always something to be thankful for.
And when you post what's going on good in your life, you always got to post it with hashtag blessed.
This is going to sound so cheesy, but on Saturday, I literally watched the sunrise and the sunset. And I thought, this is a really, really cool experience.
Super zen, man.
Yeah.
You're so hashtag blessed by the earth.
It was, I was asleep and Sadie was making some noise. She had to go outside. So I just stayed up. Like, it was a few minutes before sunrise and just stood and watched the sun come up. And then I happened to be on the boat while the sun set. And I thought, whoa.
Beautiful.
Whoa,
man.
I should write a slam poem about this.
Yes, you should.
So I'm hashtag blessed. Cool people weighing in on Facebook, like Melissa Rogers Shepherd, who is having a baby this week. It's number 3 for them. She says she's hashtag blessed. And Amanda Brangen just got promoted, hashtag blessed. And Angelica Allen Alston, after 6.5 months of military training, she found out that her son is going to be stationed close enough to her in Atlanta that they could visit him every month.
Oh, that's so cool. Got a couple of hashtag bless from Facebook. This one I connect to big time. Ellen Klomps Grams says she kicked cancer's butt. She's 3 years cancer free. Hashtag bless. And this one too. Lacey Sanders says they're pregnant with their first after 6 years of struggling with infertility. Hashtag blessed.
Intern Maggie, what do you got?
So my sister, she's been in Auburn all summer, or working at camp. And so she's at home for this week, and she's my best friend, and I've missed her. So the fam's all together, and it's just special because I'm about to move away to grad school. So taking advantage of every moment with my sister and my parents. So hashtag blessed.
I love that.
That's sibling love that I'll never really understand. Only child.
Hashtag, they ain't ready for me. Ooh, ooh.
JP, what you got over there?
I got dance moves for days. I was at a silent disco. Have you ever heard of these silent discos?
Yeah.
Well, if you were walking by the Battery on Saturday night, you would think a bunch of people were on drugs because they were all dancing a bunch of different crazy ways. And I was one of those people. And people were patting me on the back. I was sweating, but I was also getting high five for my dance moves.
Maybe they weren't patting you on the back. Maybe they were pushing your sweaty body out of their way.
Get out of here. You've had enough.
Eunice, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Hashtag blessed.
Hi. I want to say I'm hashtag blessed because I haven't seen my husband for 2 years. And this year for my 2 week vacation, after my 2 week vacation, I went to see him. So I was really excited.
You just saw your husband after 2 years?
After 2 years.
What kept you guys apart?
Well, he lives in another country, and I have a green card, so I could not apply for him. And he doesn't have a visa to come and see me.
And Eunice, I'm guessing when you guys saw each other, that was pretty big fireworks, huh?
It was fireworks. It was nice to see him. I had a great time. He still managed to piss me off in those 2 weeks. If I don't understand. He still did it. I had to bring my father. Okay, Eunice, you only have 2 weeks. You can't be mad. You have 2 weeks of vacation.
That is so, hashtag marriage.
Right?
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag marriage. He was hashtag blessed. But I am so excited because I just filed his paper. So hopefully by next year, I'll be out of this mess.
Awesome. So, thanks for starting our week off like that, Eunice. You're awesome.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.